is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Beijing's population has soared from 10.9 million in 1990 to almost 22 million in 2016. Farmers and their supporters managed to beat big oil in holding Trump to a promise to continue to use corn and soy in biofuels. Some environmentalists believe the fuel is no cleaner, though. Former General Michael T. Flynn, President Trump's former national security advisor, pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, which brings the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election into Trump's inner circle. Flynn also acknowledged that he is cooperating with the special prosecutor. Neighborhoods in which single-family homes make up 90% of the housing stock account for a little over half the land mass in both the Bay Area and Los Angeles metropolitan areas, according to BuildZoom. There are similar or higher percentages in virtually every American city, making these neighborhoods an obvious place to tackle the affordable housing problem. Republican senators passed a tax bill with 51 votes after a series of deals. The bill was 500 pages and included handwritten changes at the last minute as the votes got tighter, causing Democrats to scream at the process. It now goes to conference with the House. Congress's Office of Compliance answered demands for information from the Committee on House Administration, admitting that it paid six settlements for malfeasance in House offices totaling $359,000. These payments included over $80,000 to settle a sexual harassment case against Texas Republican Congressman Blake Fahrenholt. In California, the Housing Accountability Act, colloquially known as the anti-NIMBY law, bars cities from stopping developments that meet local zoning codes. Lately, the law has become a tool for activists. The Bay Area Renters Federation sued Lafayette, a nearby suburb, for violating the Housing Accountability Act and settled out of court. They also sued on a permit denial in Berkeley and won again. Citizens appointed to Mexico's Anti-Corruption Commission now are saying that the government is refusing to cooperate on big investigations and blocking the work of its own commission. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.